Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
You're very happy Monday. How is it going? Hope everyone had a good weekend. I had it was kind of a slow weekend. Our Angie and RJ were sick. They had hand, foot, and mouth disease. I always said hand, hoof, and mouth disease, but that would not sound good. So I'm glad I caught myself. But yeah, they had hand, foot, and mouth disease. Although I don't really think RJ had it too bad. He wasn't acting too sick, but Angie got it, and she had it pretty bad this weekend, so, you know, that was fun. But she is, unfortunately, she is at work now, so she will not be joining us tonight. But she misses you guys, and she wishes she was on with us. So I got a guy named Tom asked me about how to get on the show. So anyways, tonight we've got Dennis Eslock coming on from Crop Paranormal, a team that I know all too well because I am also a member of Crop Paranormal. and I look forward to talking to them, get the word out about our team. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, this conversation here. So I've been trying to do some housework here while I'm doing this at the same time. So if it's not distracted, that's why. Here, I'm sending a link to my friend Tom here. So hopefully he can find it and get on. There we go. You know, I put a bunch of links on my Facebook page. Hopefully he's got it, and he will be joining us shortly on this magical carpet ride of awesomeness to see, to take care of some housekeeping here. Let's see, the 14th of September, Pandora's Peregrinations are going to come back to the cabin. So it is a public event, free, if you want to come out and join them on an investigation. They will be at the cabin on Saturday, September 14th. Just say, just, you know, let them know you want to come out, mention it on their Facebook page or the event page, and come out and join them at the cabin. It's private. Oh, sorry. Private event. My bad. See? They added to that. Private. Oh, yeah, just right. Private investigation. Right there. Well, then, never mind. Just, you know, we do have a public event coming up on the 28th of September. I got too confused. Public event is on the 28th of September. That is the world's largest ghost hunt we have going on out there, and this one is private. So yeah, I told you everyone's sick at the house, so my brain's kind of fried right now, trying to take care of everybody. But so I'm glad Melissa Altman caught me on that. So the event on the 14th is private, and the event on the 28th is a public investigation. Also, on the 28th, there is a psychic fair for psychic fair to raise money for Tramps Rescue. See, it's hard when I'm trying to do the thing that people message me. I'm trying to stay focused on what I'm doing here. There is a psychic fair for Tramps Rescue. It is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come out to that, and then come out and investigate with us that night for like $25 or something. So it'll be a lot of fun. So two events in September, and we have another one coming up in October on the 19th, I believe. It's going to be that will be our event to raise money to buy flags to place at Evergreen on Veterans Day. So that's always a worthy cause. So Saturday the 19th is probably when we're going to have it. So let me go ahead and get Dennis on the line here, and we'll get this party started. What's going on, man?
Hello, am I here? Can you hear me? Hello?
Can you hear me now? You're there. You're not here. You're there. I'm here. You're there.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I can look in the mirror and see me. I am here.
I mean, I don't see you here. I hear you there. I'm confusing myself
now.
No,
you're there. You need to get this shit right. Yeah. You're there. I am here.
You're here. No, you're there.
See?
To investigate if you don't even know the difference between here and there. What are you asking? Going in, going, is there anybody
God
there?
Damn, you sound like a demon.
That's
damn. There is some, like, major static going on or something. Like, you've been possessed or some shit.
Yeah, there have been people told me that, you know, I was an asshole. I've been called a demon, so I'll take it all. But I've stepped into the laundry.
I feel like I need to send a Bible over to you or squirt you with holy water or something.
I don't think of that. Holy water just sizzles on me. Now, if you want to steam up the house, you can shoot me up with holy water.
Well,
I am doing my little homework assignments. I am doing laundry.
Yes, Melissa, Dennis sounds weird because he's sounding really weird right now.
Do I still sound weird?
Yeah, you sound like you sound like it's staticky, like. Yeah. Try calling back. Call back in.
Does this sound any better?
That's better. Yes. Yeah. You're like Melissa said. You're all garbled and gravely, but we're good now.
All right. All good.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like I need to like go over a bridge with holy water or some shit. You know, it's like, oh my god.
Yeah,
I had to break connection on
my Bluetooth and come back.
Okay, yeah, this is better. So yeah, I got the things wrong. So the 14th is not the public investigates. Private.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you trying to give Melissa a damn heart attack or what, man? That's not even fair.
Well, I mean, you know. The only people, that listen to the show are the ones that would come out there anyway. So it's not like we have a 1,000 people showing up at the cabin on Saturday. Although,
yeah.
You know, they would come up for a free investigation.
Yeah, I think we'd probably have people travel, you know, hours for free investigations. And hell, we've had them travel a couple of hours for, you know, our fundraising events at $25. So if we did make one free, I think we'd pack the cabin.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we would if we did a free investigation. But we're not gonna be doing that anytime soon. So.
You know what we might do?
Can come, take advantage of this.
You know what kind of sounds like a good idea, though?
Mm.
Just do, not necessarily a pre-invest. I don't know. We'll work on it. We'll talk about it. I have an idea.
Because
there's a lot of people that don't want to pay for an investigation, but they want to see what it's about. So maybe I'll do, you know, like the Paranormal 101 $10 class from like, you know, 8 to midnight or something. A decent little class, talk about all the different tools, equipment, techniques, and things like that. And then, you know, a couple of hours of investigating.
Yeah, I mean, 2-hour investigation, I would not mind doing that. You want to come out and get the word out about the cabin and stuff. You know, no, don't get the full investigation. More like a preview of what it's like, and then, you know, we can come out and do the whole thing.
Yeah, do like an 8 to 11 gig, you know, just 3 hours, maybe 7 to 10. Yeah. This time of year, it's getting dark at 7, 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Yes. God, I love that.
You know, and that'll give them an idea, too. You know, because, I mean, everybody that's interested in this anyway has watched at least one or two different shows, and they're like, man, that's some pretty cool gear. You know, I wonder what it does. You know, because, I mean, they pull it out on TV and they use it, but they don't tell exactly what the hell it's for and what it does. I mean, when I open up my little magic case, I've got most of that stuff in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I can pull it out, I can explain it, tell how it works, why we think it works anyway. You know, $10, big deal.
It's hands-on. People, they like you said, people watch these shows on television, and they see people capture, you know, evidence with this equipment, and for them to be able to hold it in their hands and you know, not feel like, you know, nervous that they're going to break it, just relax in a comfortable atmosphere and say, hey, just go to work, you know, have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Now, hey, I'm going to give a shout out. I just got a message that says, hi, I'm listening. So, Melissa Grubbs, thank you for listening,
nice.
Sweetheart. Let me know when you want me on here, Melissa. I'll come on and do a para chat with Melissa.
We've got two Melissas listening right now. Melissa Altman from Pandora Peregrination. I have no idea what the word peregrination means, but
it's all right, So I had to ask. All right, we all know what Pandora is. You know, Pandora's box. Peregrination is the travel and the experience of getting there. So this is Pandora's travels and adventures of getting to the box and what's in this field. I had to ask. I didn't know either. But I'll tell you what, they have a really cool logo, and it looks great on my coffee mug.
I need a Pandora Peregrination coffee mug. I've been drinking coffee out of my Twisted Realm of Twisted Paranormal Society coffee mug.
Speaking of my coffee mugs, if we can have a moment of silence, do you have a on the soundboard there, do you have bagpipes that can play Amazing Grace or anything? Because my favorite Ouija board mug got dropped last night, and I broke it.
Oh, man. Let me see here. I got to play something for that. Because...
I mean,
moment of silence, guys.
My favorite Ouija board mug died an ugly death. Now, for those that know, I absolutely love coffee.
I'm sorry.
I broke my favorite mug.
My condolences.
Gravity. You hateful, spiteful bitch. Why did you take my favorite mug from me?
I know. It's gonna take. All right,
I feel much better.
Maybe some therapy. Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm glad we had this. We had this chat. We can work out your feelings, and you're fully recovered from the loss of your mug. When you can always just go out and buy a new one, or I'm sure Lyle will send you another one.
Yeah. Well, I will say this though. Melissa and Christian over at Pandora's Peregrination were kind enough to give me one of their mugs, and it's got a really cool label. It's the right size. I think it's like a 16-ounce mug, which my Ouija was a 20-ounce, but you know theirs is a nice mug. So guess what? I may no longer have my Ouija board mug, but I have a Pandora's Peregrination mug, and I think I will survive.
Well, according to Melissa here, I will be getting a Pandora's Peregrination mug this weekend at the event at the cabin. They had one for me at Pamplin, but I bugged out too early. See, I leave early with Michael, and I missed my opportunity to get a mug. That'll show
me.
See what happens?
That's what happens when you leave early.
I know, right? You don't get a mug.
You get screwed.
No mug for you.
I'm telling you. Yeah, no mug for you.
That's what happens.
So, hey, speaking of Pamplin, in listening to now, I have audio from. I just had a brain fart. I have audio from Crystal. She passed me her recorder because I've got the software and everything. So I transferred it to the laptop finally, and there are some really cool EVPs on there. One is inviting her, come up here. She was talking about going to the attic. And there's an EVP that says, come up here.
Was that at
that
the,
was at a Tudor house. That was Tudor house, yep. And there's a few others, and I'll release them and let it be known what they were. But so one of the cool things that we experienced, all right, so myself, Gene Wells, Chris from Pandora's Peregrination, and Ranger Chris were walking around.
We should probably talk about what Pamplin Park is for those of us who don't know what we're talking about.
All right. So it's Pamplin Historical Park and the National Museum of the American Civil War Soldier. It's in Dinwiddie, Ohio. Where the hell did that come from? Dinwiddie, Virginia. Jesus Christ.
Okay. That's a long drive.
I must have something significant going on in Ohio that made me pop that off. So I have to check on family up there. Anyway, it's in Dinwiddie, Virginia. And it was some of the best earthworks on the Northern Hemisphere during the Civil War. It was south of Petersburg, which was considered to be the doorway to Richmond. So once the earthworks there were breached, just a couple of days later, they burned Richmond as they fled the city because it was no longer a quote-unquote safe haven. They knew that they could no longer defend it. So they had like 16-foot tall earthworks with just a 12-foot setback and a moat basically in front of it. So, I mean, they had very good earthworks there. And the idea was if Petersburg was attacked from the south, they had this fortification line that would protect Petersburg and Richmond. So when that was breached, 5 days later is when Lee surrendered. 3 days later is when they burned Richmond. Or Lee made the decision to surrender. I'd have to verify that date. But either way, it was a very significant location. So it's now private property. It is turned into a public museum and park. They've got over 5 miles of walking trails, over 4,000 artifacts from Civil War, from the soldiers. I mean, we all know, and here's the cool thing about Pamplin. We all know what Lee did. We all know what Grant did. We all know what Stonewall Jackson did. Those were the commanders. We followed them. You know, their history and tales have been told and told and told. But we don't know what John Doe, the basic soldier, went through. And that's what Pamplin Park wants to focus on, is just the basic life of a soldier during the Civil War. So it's really cool. But
yeah, that's, like you said, a lot of people don't know about that stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, it's one of those places that, you know, it's not in a major metropolitan area, so it's not visited heavily.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, so they don't have heavy traffic. They really should, because it's such a cool place.
It is a nice park. It is a lot nicer than Cold Harbor is, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
sure.
There's a lot more to it. I mean, you know, it's just a wonderful place. They've done fantastic amassing the artifacts and everything. And one of the things that most people don't know, and I don't even know that the team was told that night, but over in the Hart family home are several timbers, like 13, I think, timbers from the prison downtown Richmond, Libby Prison. So, you know, and a lot of those have graffiti on them from the prisoners.
There's some of those timbers over at the gallery.
I think three or four in the gallery hanging up. Yep.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, what kind of energy was charged into those timbers, you know, being the location that held prisoners? And, I mean, they weren't held in great facilities. You know, they didn't have cable TV and three meals a day. And, you know, so I'm sure there's a lot of negative energy held within those timbers. But, yeah, you mentioned November 16. So we're going to host a fundraising event. We, as in Commonwealth Researchers of the Paranormal, CROP, and Pandora's Peregrination is going to team up with us to help lead public investigations there. Tickets are on sale. Look on Facebook. I've created the event. It's Paranormal Investigation at Pamplin Historical Park. I'm going to bring in a food truck and cater the event. That's part of your fee. It's $50 ticket sales, $50 person maximum. And we've got plenty of room for 50 people. We're going to break into like 6 groups, do rotations through all the different areas. Just it's going to be a cool location. But I've got a retired fire truck turned into a catering truck that's going to come out and provide us dinner.
Wow. I've never been to an investigation with a food truck before, so I'm pretty excited about that. We need to see about getting that food truck to come out to the cabin for one of our events.
Yeah, well, it's doable, but I don't think. See, at the cabin, when we do events, we do them at very low rate, and we've got a much smaller
capacity.
Yeah,
and plus, capacity. We don't have. Yeah, I mean, it was probably it's one of those things that would be nice to have, but I realize that we don't have enough people coming out to the cabin event, which is fine for them to even make any money. You know, make it worth their while to come out. You have to charge like a lot on the leg just to, you know, pay for the food truck.
Yeah, exactly. But so that's November 16th for crop. Of course, the cabin, like you said, we've got the psychic fair coming up. That's going to be really cool. And that one, all funds raised that day go to Tramps Rescue, which is a wonderful animal rescue. And when I talked to the young lady that runs that rescue, right now she has 60 animals under her care. Not just the ones that are in. Now, that's not how many she has on property. She has several that are being fostered, you know, until they can find their forever home. And, you know, that's not forever. That's a forever, F-U-R-E-V-E-R.
Yes. Yes.
And then that night after the psychic fair, we're going to do an investigation. It's $25 a person. You get the cabin, the rancher, 7 acres of battlefields. And all of those funds were donating the Tramps Rescue.
That's a great cause. That's one of the things I love about doing the investigations at the cabin, is being able to raise money for these great causes and help out as much as we can, do what we can to help the community. You know, like of course we've got the yes.
Yeah, I mean, just a few weeks ago, we did the event for Crone's Warrior, your sister, Blair.
Yeah,
which, by the way, I hope she's doing so much better. Yeah, we really did, man.
She does.
Awesome. And we had some cool activity.
Yeah. And when you have people telling you that they cannot wait to come back, asking you when the next event is, you know you've done a good job. So I'm really excited that we actually had some activity. And you know, but the cool thing about you know our group and you know the cabin and everything is, you don't necessarily have to have activity to have a good time when you come out to these investigations, because obviously paranormal activity is not guaranteed. But good time usually is. We definitely show you a good time.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I think you and I have put together a wonderful team. You know, we've got several members that. They're very passionate about the field. They're very passionate about just making sure that our guests have a good time. And I couldn't be more grateful to them. But, you know, you mentioned earlier that, you know, you're very familiar with crop and you're a member of the team. You're not a member of the team, Jackass. You're a co-founder. That kind of, you know, that's a little more significant in the team.
Let's talk about how it got started. So what do you
oh, man,
what led to the founding of crop in your estimation?
You want me to talk about that drunken night in the titty bar, don't you?
I mean, the world needs to know about the drunken night in the titty bar. I need to know about that because I don't remember that at all. So.
See, that's how drunk you are. What got us started with crop, I had formed a team that was mostly law enforcement. And unfortunately, with their schedules, it was very hard to do anything. Ryan and I had met through other teams and gatherings and everything else. And the more we talked, the more we hung out. And he finally asked me to come out to the cabin and, you know, come check it out. Just see what's there. You know. So it kind of snowballed from there. It started out as, you know, we'll get two or three, four people together and, you know, we'll form a team, and currently we've got 12 members full-time. We've got, you know, members of RVA Paranormal that back us up when we need it, you know, because even with 12 members, it's very hard to get a large presence on any given day. You know, family life, work, just life in general gets in the way. And, you know, with the events and the fundraising that we do and investigations of that nature, you need a good-sized group to be able to do it and do it right. You know, and then we've got Chris and Melissa from Pandora Spirit Renation that step in and help us. You know, so we've got very good backing as far as those around us. But we also, you know, most of the members on our team have been with us for anywhere 2, 3, 4 years, a dozen or so investigations at different locations that we've helped out.
Uh-huh.
And they've just shown that right passion for what we do. So, you know, the invitation was offered to them to come join us and let's make this thing work and let's kick some ass in this field, try to get some answers. And along the way, we'll show people a good time. We'll show them what real investigating is like, not what they see on TV, where it's 70 hours condensed into a little 28-minute clip. And I think we've done magnificent. We've done, you know, numerous private residences where people are having issues in their home, and the team has been able to get together and go in and solve those issues for them. And I think that's what this is all about, is just helping people. You know, we could host car washes and raise funds for people, or we could, you know, go mow lawns and raise funds for people. But those aren't things that we're passionate about. The paranormal and investigating and getting answers is what we're passionate about, and that's what we're good at, and that's what we like to do, and that's why we do it.
I agree with that. I mean, I'm not interested in hosting a paranormal bake sale, but a paranormal investigation, I am definitely down with that.
Now see,
for sure.
Here's the problem with a paranormal bake sale. I'd eat all the damn profits. You can't sell anything.
Yes,
and
it would be like
is sitting over in the corner chowing down like some little fat kid at camp.
Yeah, you can't sell crumbs at a paranormal bake sale. Because that is all.
Yeah, my inner fat kid. Yeah, my inner fat kid would just bust loose.
Yeah. So
hey,
that's off our list.
Yeah. I do want to throw another plug out, though. Our dear friend Tabitha over at Nevermore Paranormal Events, I want to thank you so much for having myself and a few members of the crop team out this past Saturday night at Old House Woods. And man, that was kind of crazy. So Old House Woods, they talk about pirates, and they used to, they would commit acts of piracy amongst the ships that were going out to sea. And there's supposedly this, they call it the cowl hole. It's like this 30-foot across hole that I don't know its depth, but it's just water in the middle of a swamp area. And as we stopped in front of that, I'm running an EVP session. We got, I don't know, 15, 18 people with us. And everybody did amazing. They were quiet. And I asked the question, so there's word that there were pirates here and they hid treasure. Is it true? And I've got a pretty damn good EVP of a voice coming back at me going, treasure. So that was kind of cool.
Well, that's cool. Next time, if they could give you directions to the treasure, that would be even better.
No shit, right?
Saying,
here, light this up and I'll follow you.
Exactly.
This little device
in
my hand has some lights on it. Make it stay red if I'm staying with you and lead me to the treasure.
Don't just repeat what I say. You know, give me coordinates here. You know, I mean, you know, show me where the X is. And as long as the X is in the middle of that black pond pool, middle of the woods, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
you need to break out the scuba gear.
I flew my drone over that area once before, and I did not see the large red X that all the, you know, old world pirate maps supposedly had. So I don't know what kind of bullshit that is.
I don't know either, brother.
But, you know, during daytime hours, so this is down at Old House Woods and Haven Beach out in Matthews County. It's pretty rural.
Uh-huh.
Got to watch some eagles in flight and a couple of eagles sitting up in the tree. And last year I did an event with them, and I made mention of natives and tribes, and I named a few different tribes, and they lit my instrumentation up when I mentioned the Powhatan tribe. So I asked about Chief Opekankanu, and asked about Pocahontas, and I got a Class A EVP that comes back and says, that's my people. So that was really cool. So it's definitely an active area. The energy there is just crazy.
Hopefully,
walking along, there's no power lines, and we've got K2s pegging red and on request. So, you know, if you get a chance, look up Nevermore Paranormal Events. See when they're doing their next event out at Old House Woods and go check it out. They got a girl with them named Kimmy, Kimberly. She's got, like, I don't know, 3,000 hours of research into Old House Woods and all the legacies and the tales, and they just do a wonderful job getting background.
3,000 hours.
So it's not just, yeah. She says she's been studying Old House Woods for nearly 20 years.
Good God.
Yeah. She's put in some time, and I'll tell you what, man. You ask her anything, she'll give it. She's got information on just all kinds of stuff out there.
Well, next time you go down there, don't keep it a secret. Let me know so I can go down there with you. Shit. I didn't do anything this weekend.
Well, it wasn't a secret. I mean, they've had the event posted. But, yeah, I shared it a couple of times, so it just tells me you're not paying attention to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, I love you, but...
Unless I'm taking it, I'll pay attention to anything. Let's just hear my name on it.
See, that's terrible, man. Now you're making me feel like the unloved housewife. You're not paying attention to me, Ryan.
I know.
You're
I'm
not
sorry.
Giving me
I'm
the
sorry,
attention
baby.
And affection that I need.
I'm
damn
sorry.
It, man.
I was not paying attention to things I was just so. My bad. So I did say we've got an event at the cabin on the 19th of October. For the flags.
Yes.
So am I an all out liar? Is that the day? I think pretty sure it's the 19th.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's a
awesome.
There's a Facebook event created for it.
Perfect.
There's a link to. I'm pretty certain I've got the link on there to PayPal for your spots. It's a $25 donation that goes towards us buying all the flags that we place at Evergreen and Woodland cemeteries, which, for those that don't know, those are pre-1900s cemeteries, primarily African-American. So there's literally five cemeteries that we do. It's East End Cemetery,
mm-hmm.
two Pauper cemeteries, and then Evergreen Cemetery. They're all right together. And then a few miles away, we travel up to another cemetery called Woodland, and we place over 400 flags twice a year for Veterans Day and Memorial Day. You know, the veterans that are there, and I'll give you an idea of what we're up against. So at Evergreen Cemetery, we have five headstones from U.S. military members that are leaned against a tree because it's unknown where those exact soldiers are buried. So we place flags at those five headstones and about 212 others right there. Then we go over to Woodland Cemetery and we place close to 150 more. And at Woodland Cemetery, the last time that we were out there, we discovered nearly two dozen military markers just stood up against one another, leaned against a tree behind the old maintenance building. You know, the property went defunct. The business went default. The property went into disrepair. These headstones were never placed. We don't know where these soldiers are buried. So the best we can do is say a prayer for them, and we place a flag with the headstones.
Yeah, I was shocked when I saw all those... stones leaned up against each other.
I was heartbroken. I mean, here's these, you know, and here's the bad part. And the reason that we honor each and every one of them, not just Memorial Day, not just Veterans Day, we don't know who was a veteran and who died in action. So Memorial Day is for those that gave the ultimate sacrifice. Veterans Day is for those that served. Well, we don't know who died in action. We don't know who was simply a veteran. So we honor them all equally both times of the year. But it broke my heart to find all these Warriors markers stood up behind the building, leaned against a tree.
I will say I enjoy the Veterans Day more than walking around in the heat of Memorial Day weekend. It's a little easier to find the graves on Veterans Day than it is in May. But both holidays gives you a real sense of accomplishment when you finish placing the flags and you've done your part to honor the veterans and the people buried out in the cemeteries.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it is absolutely beautiful to look through the woods and see a bright, crisp red, white, and blue flag placed in a veteran's headstone. It gives you such a great feeling knowing that this soldier is laid to rest in the middle of a wooded area that is, you know, overgrown with ivy or whatever, and you can look back and see this bright, colorful flag that this man went to war for. And I say this man because at that time it was very rare for females to be in the military. In all of the flags that we place, I'm only aware of one female, and she served in Operation Desert Storm and was buried in 2016 at Evergreen Cemetery. And offhand, I'm not familiar with her name. I should be, but I am not. And the only way that we even knew she was military, she doesn't have a Veterans Administration headstone. She has a private purchased headstone, but it has a Everlast photograph of her in uniform on the headstone. So she too gets a flag just like the rest of her brothers in arms.
I will say it's been a lot easier to find the headstones at Evergreen Cemetery with all the cleanup that's been going on out there. Because when we first started doing this a few years ago, we were out there hacking away with machetes and, you know, pretty much looking like we're in the middle of the jungle trying to find these stones. And some parts of it still are like that, but for the most part, we're able to find them a lot easier. Plus, but there also been more graves found, so that means more flags for us to buy. So again, that's all the more reason for people who want to come out to the cabin, help us buy these flags, because the more cleanup they have out there, the more flags we got to buy to honor the veterans that are buried out there. So
yeah, definitely.
And I'm glad to do it.
And amongst our ranks, on the team and those that back us up, we've got a large portion of military. Pandora's Peregrination, Melissa and Chris are both U.S. Navy. We get John Rowe comes up out of Yorktown Paranormal, and he's U.S. Army. Gene Wells that joins us
Michael
a lot
White.
Is U.S. Navy. Michael White is U.S. Army. We have a lot of people that have served our country, and they're still giving of themselves so much to help us do what we do with the fundraising and things like that. I am absolutely honored to have these folks stand at my back and help us do everything that we do.
Yeah, it's like we're talking about crop paranormal. I mean, we've got all the, like you see Gene Wells. I consider him like a surrogate member of crop crystal, John Rowe, I know he's part of Yorktown Paranormal, but, he comes up and helps us. I consider him a surrogate member. So we've got our core group, and we've got a bunch of other people like surrounding us, a huge paranormal family, feels like,
Yeah, I mean, it truly is. And, I when I first started this team, that was what I wanted, was a family feel to it. You and I have adopted each other as siblings and brothers, and it feels like we've surrounded ourselves with a damn good group that feels like family.
And it started,
like you said, started with the cabin, and most of the people who are part of our group have been started doing investigations with us at the cabin, public investigations, you know, coming out to our events and, you know, showing, like you said, showing a passion for the paranormal by coming, like driving some drive an hour just to come out to our investigations at the cabin. You know, I've called it,
well,
you know,
no, we got
360 family.
Dude, we got Ashley Morgan drives 2 hours just to,
well, yeah,
to be part of the team. I mean, that is the dedication that we have on this team. She drives 2 hours each way. Not to mention,
wow,
she suffers from EDS, which is Ehlers-Danlos disease, or Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And it causes joint swelling, it causes chronic pain, and she still comes out and kicks ass at what she does to help us out.
She walks around with pain. That's the kind of dedication that, you know, we can only hope for in a paranormal team. Because like you said, we don't get paid to do this. It's something you need to love in order to enjoy it, because it's, you know, you're sitting in the dark, talking to each other, talking to yourselves, but there's something about when something happens, and you hear something, and you're like, oh crap, what was that? Your adrenaline gets pumped up, and there's nothing like it.
Yeah, and I have to give another kudos to, you know, Melissa Grubbs. Not only does she do a pretty damn cool podcast, but she drives like 2.5 hours to come back us up anytime we want or need because of her passion for the paranormal.
Yeah, you've got to have passion for it. And plus, I think,
you know,
if you get the right people together, you know, you can have passion, but also having the right mix of people, the right mix of personalities together also helps when it comes to having a team. So what led you to put this team together? What do you look for? What were you looking for when you decided to put these particular people together?
Mostly with the donations that they made to my pocket. I'm kidding.
Okay,
nobody paid me.
All right, that's what I thought.
mostly just the passion.
The check cleared?
That open. Yeah, that's it. Mostly
okay.
It's the passion and just an open, fun-loving personality. And, I mean, we definitely have that. You know, nobody gets bent out of shape about a joke or, you know, if they get picked on a little bit on any given night, they don't get all bent out of shape. Just everybody just gets along so well. And watching those that join us for events and whatnot and seeing how well they interact with everybody else, that was why those were the ones that were brought forth, you know, and given an invitation to join the team. You know, what we do is not for what we do with so many public events and doing all the fundraising and everything. We don't just do private residences or just do the, you know, quote unquote hotspots, you know, St. Albans, Trans-Allegheny, Eastern State. We don't focus on those big populated, you know, done every weekend, pay out the nose locations. You know, we focus more on the smaller places that aren't done very often that need financial backing. So we have more public events than we do little private team only events. So I really needed people that had that outgoing, bubbly personality that make it fun for the guests to join us.
And, you know, truth be told, you're not going to get anything better at, like, Trans-Allegheny or, you know, St. Albans than you would get at Pamplin Park. You know, a Class A AVP at Pamplin Park is just as good as a Class A AVP at St. Albans. And I love St. Albans. I'll go there anytime. But, you know, I'm just saying, these smaller venues like Pamplin, like I'll say at the cabin, we have just as good evidence as those big places, and you won't be paying an arm and a leg to do that. Again, I would not try to think of anything bad about St. Albans. If you have a chance to go to St. Albans or any places, I would definitely do it. But
yeah, if you get a chance, I mean, it's awesome to add to the bucket list as a check off place that you've been. I mean, it's an amazing place to investigate. And some of the spirits there are very open and you know, will interact with ease. But like you said, a Class A EVP here or there or anywhere else is still a Class A EVP, and it still is a possibility to further the field, which is what we're trying to do anyway.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Learning about the field and learning about spirit and what they can and cannot do, you know, that's the goal, I think, anyway, is to I've said it 1,000 times, and there have been bets on whether or not I'll use this phrase. What happens when this meat suit I walk around in dies? Where do I go? So for those that bet, I would say meat suit tonight, you win your bet.
I know there was a lot of money riding on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, last I knew, the Vegas bookies were giving pretty good odds. But yeah, I mean, Pamplin Park has never had, and I was talking to Ranger Chris, who's been there 19 and a half years. Oh, Lord, the neighbor just let his dog out, so you might hear barking in the background, and mine's got a singing tour. But yeah, for 19 and a half years, Ranger Chris has been at the park, and he has never had an organized paranormal investigation there. Now, they've had a couple of people here or there that come through with a recorder, but they're during normal hours. We get to park after hours, and we get full access. So, you know, and some of the stories that he's got are incredible. I mean, he's got some of his park rangers that won't go into certain buildings by themselves.
I know. One of the rangers that we had with us has never had a paranormal experience until she tagged along with Crystal, Mike, and I, and we played her some EVPs, and she's like, holy crap.
Yeah,
she
never
had anything she never had anything she couldn't explain away. But when the lights started going off, when she was talking about the children and to her house and some of the EVPs we played for her, I think she's not a believer that night.
So, you know, like I said, I had Chris, Gene Wells, Ranger Chris, and myself, and we went over to the Hart family farm, and we're down in the basement, and they have the old wine or the cellar doors, you know, the big swing out doors. So we've got just a little bit of ambient light coming in from outside, and we kept watching that blackout, like it got darked out. And the ranger, Chris, that was with us, was like, what in the hell? He's like, there can't be somebody outside. We'd hear them. So I ran outside to see, and there was nobody anywhere nearby. Plus, there's about a one-foot path of stone, the little pea gravel in front of those doors. So if anybody walked, we would have heard them. So, I mean, it had to be an entity in the basement with us that was on that little stairway that was blocking out that natural light. And all four of us stood there going, what in the hell? And I mean, we'd watch that light come and something would move in. And it wasn't like the light flashed on or off. I mean, you're talking, you're looking out at the skylight. It was fantastic. Yeah. Of course, then at one point we're on the main or on the upstairs floor. And I said, hey, you know, a lot of people have said that they've seen people looking out these windows. Is there anybody here that can do that? And from somewhere in the house, we didn't hear it, but the recorder picked it up. There is a deep male voice that says hello very loudly. And, of course, Ranger Chris was like, what the hell was that? And I went, that's somebody in the house saying hello to us. He's like, yeah, I don't think I'll be sleeping in this building alone anymore.
Wow.
So that was kind of cool.
Wow, that's so cool. Yeah, and this is like you said, this is the first time they've ever actually done this, you know, being actually tried to record evidence And I'm just glad we were able to capture, or the spirits were nice enough to talk with us that night and give them some evidence, so they can actually have some stuff to play for their event in October.
Yeah. Speaking of which, so go to Pamplin Historical
Segway.
Park's Facebook page. Look, yeah, segue, right? Here's another shameless plug. Check out October 25th and 26th. They do what's called Whispers in the, or Shadows. Yeah. Whispers in the Shadows. They do, you know, the kind of their haunted ghost tours. So you get to move around through the park after dark, listen to the interpreters talk about the history and hauntings there. And you'll actually be told now of some of the captures that we got and some of the evidence that we captured. So check them out. But it's a great fundraiser for the park, and it's a really cool place. I mean, there are a few thousand men died on their land.
Yeah, I love those events, like those Halloween events where they come out, they take you out with like lanterns, and it's, you got the crisp, cool air, and they tell stories in the dark outside. I mean, it's those, that's the kind of stuff, just, you know, I love that stuff. So if you get a chance to go out there and do that, I would definitely take advantage of that, because it can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, most definitely. And then, all right, so let's see, we covered the flag event. Oh, by the way, the flag event is not just a fundraiser. We're going to do a costume party. And whoever's costume is chosen as the winner that night, team not included, but we're going to do like soldier-based costumes, and whoever wins the costume, you know, is voted best costume that night, you get your admission fee refunded to you.
Oh, shoot, that's a great deal.
So that's just a little something that we want to do to have fun with it, show a little thank you to those that come out and support the cabin and support Crop, and that want to help with our fundraising to buy the flags to honor our veterans.
It's a Halloween.
Speaking of that, we're going to do, yeah, it should be in costume. And besides, think how cool
exactly.
It's going to be in the photographs when you have a bunch of, you know, costume dead soldiers wandering through the woods. Think of the photo ops.
And who knows? maybe we'll get a photo bomb of a soldier that wasn't supposed to be there.
Exactly. Now, I don't have my calendar handy. Matter of fact, I do. Let me put my glasses on. By the way, I don't know what younger Dennis was thinking when I said, man, I can't wait to grow up. I can do anything I want and blah, blah, blah. Because this really sucks being half blind.
Yeah.
So Veterans Day is November 11th. So
November
9th we will
be out there placing flags.
Yeah, we'll be out placing flags. Look for the event, flag placing for Veterans Day. Come out and join us. You know, it's a good time. We get to honor the veterans. You get to meet and greet the team. You know, ask us any of the paranormal questions that you want. You can learn a little bit of history about a few cemeteries and the people that are there. You know, it's, if nothing else, you will definitely feel that you have done something good, because you get to
exactly.
go out and honor the veterans.
And you can take a brisk walk in the woods.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got about a minute left. So, yeah, it's like you said, what a better way to spend, you know.
Yeah. It makes you feel good at the end of the day. Plus, we'll provide
exactly
water. So,
yes, we'll provide water.
I want to thank you for having me on, brother.
Thanks a lot.
You know, for those that are interested, man, it's my pleasure, my honor. So for those that are interested, you have any questions, find me on Facebook, just Dennis Estlock, Estlock. Look up Commonwealth Researchers of the Paranormal. Look up the Cabin on 360. find our events. Come out and join us. You'll have a damn good time. I promise that. I've got a great team that Ryan and I have put together. We've brought together some of the most passionate folks in the field. And, you know, we're not in it for fame. We're certainly not in it for fortune. I found out how to make a small fortune in this field, and that's if you start with a large one.
That's right.
Because, you know,
you definitely don't make money doing this shit, you know.
Oh, no. No, but I did get an invitation from Duracell to be a member of the Battery of the Month Club, so that was kind of cool. I get a free battery each month from Duracell now.
Nice.
You know, which, I mean, given the fact that I throw away 10 each investigation. Yeah.
I know, right? you got to think, you have a full pack of batteries, and then it's like, you ask one, get one EVP, and the fucking batteries are drained out. Huh.
Yeah,
so
well.
Extra time.
Yeah, Old House Woods, we had equipment die on us. Batteries just drained. But, again, I want to thank
you
for having me on, brother. Hopefully,
drain your batteries and shit.
Oh, man, they drained me.
Oh, yeah. The pair hangover is our real thing. That's for sure. But, yeah, definitely thank you for coming on. We will definitely got some shit going on. You got to be at the cabin on Saturday with Peregrination.
Yeah, Melissa asked me to come down and open my case up to help, you know, with equipment and whatnot. So I'll definitely be there. It's going to be a good time.
I'm going to try to be there. I should be there. Hopefully, I'm trying to get a babysitter. Andy's working on Saturday. So if I can get a babysitter and maybe come out for a couple hours to see everybody.
And just
awesome.
Clarification, the 14th is a private event.
Private investigation.
Yeah.
You know, sorry about that. I probably gave Melissa a heart attack.
I got my piece of like 20, 50 people. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But we've always, again, for those who are still listening, we do have a public investigation on Saturday, that's 28th and October 19th. But again, we only cap it at 30 people. That's probably the most we can do because, you know, so we can people can investigate each room or each part of the property comfortably with 30 people. So if you want to come out to those events, just, you know, go ahead and buy your tickets now and make sure you let them know that you want to come, and we'll put you down for that.
It's a good time.
Left in the cold. Yes, and also we do have a toy drive on the 7th of December. That's kind of way down the line, but I know people have holiday things coming up, so you guys want to put that in your calendar. We do raise money, or I guess we raise toys for tots. And we'll have more details about that once we get closer to the holiday season. So, all right, well, thank you again for coming on. Hope everyone enjoyed the show. Next week we've got the folks from Red Vein Haunted House coming on. Well, actually, next 2 weeks we've got Red Vein, and then we've got Dead City Lodge. So we've got both of the haunted attractions in the Richmond area coming on the show in the next 2 weeks. So we're excited about that. It's that time of year. I know you've been out to Dead City Lodge before, Dennis. I'm thinking about interviewing Jesse. He's going to come out to the cabin. We'll do a interview in the brick house, the basement of the brick house. Add some ambiance to our interview, so it should be fun. But we've got those two coming up, and of course, you know, we got everything at the cabin. So just keep up with what we're doing. Follow Dennis. Apparently, he puts events on there that I don't even see. So if you see something, follow Dennis for me and let me know what you guys are on there so I can follow it. Okay.
Yeah, that's
because apparently I don't pay attention.
Crazy. I don't understand. Yeah. Pissed me off, you know. But yeah, so
I know.
Tabitha's talking about doing another Old House Woods event. I don't have a date on it, but they also, and the reason they do their events, right, so this past Saturday was a $10 ticket price. The $10 goes to buy like trash bags and shovels and rakes and things like that so they can clean up all the trash and debris that gets left behind on Haven Beach. So it's not like they're just pocketing the money, but you know, the $10 goes to their time cleaning up Haven Beach and trying to keep it, environmentally friendly.
So you can investigate the paranormal and get back to the environment at the same time.
Exactly, exactly. But
so it's a two-for-one
just
sale.
So you know, Melissa Grubb says she sees my events, so she knows what's shaking down.
Well,
and
Melissa is throwing me under the bus here.
It just tells me.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see how it is.
Just,
you know, I give
just
her
make sure
an
you're
hour
wearing a good helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. I wear my cup because I know you're gonna kick me in the nuts next time it gets cold outside.
I'm not. I don't need to kick you in the nuts. I'm just gonna let the bus run over your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Melissa threw me the one that Melissa just threw me under. Okay. I see how it is.
Hey, Ryan,
I
tell me, does this sound familiar?
If we want like a beep, 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 beep. The bus backs over me. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the guy who gave you time on gave you a show under the bus. I see how it is, Melissa. Grubbs, I'm calling
you
out.
She does it out of love. She does it out of love, though.
Yeah, okay. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Oh,
That's what
man.
It.
But,
okay.
So just so you know, she still hears us. But apparently she is called
in
not listening.
I know.
So
I'm glad.
There you go.
I mean, that's why I'm calling her out by name. So I want her to hear this shit. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. I don't know how many are on board. I can't see it, so I don't know how many are listening live. But, hey, I want to thank everybody that did listen tonight. And, you know, it's an absolute honor to be a guest on the show, talk about crops, something that I'm so passionate about. Thank you for all your support and your backing and helping me run this team and all the events. I definitely appreciate it.
It's fun. I'm actually surprised. I mean, I'm sorry, I haven't had you on to really talk about crop. It's, you know, we've talked about the cabin a lot. We've talked about, you know, your abilities, which is always fun to talk about, but we've never really talked about our team before. I was like, well, it's pretty good to, you know, talk about it, and so people know what we're about, and maybe we'll get more people to come out to our events. Like the one on the Pamplin Park is big deal for us because it's never been investigated.
And
they're trusting us. They're giving us the opportunity to come out there and investigate, which is a big deal for any team. And
yeah,
the fact that they chose us to come out there, it's very honored.
Yeah, I can't even express how grateful I am and how honored I am that those that I've put together to form this team have made such an impression that Pamplin Park asked us to come out and back them up. And you know, Christine Henry is the one that actually put them in touch with me. And you know, I want to thank her tremendously. And you know, her father, he volunteers time there. He's also ex-military. You know, so I definitely have to thank them. You know, Harry and Christine, thank you so much.
The Pamplin Park isn't, I'm going to just keep talking here, but the Pamplin Park isn't even the first place that we've investigated, you know, that hasn't allowed any other teams to come in there. We were at the Lockett House in March this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I have another one that I need to run past the team for dates. That they've never had an official investigation. They've had just small friends and whatnot get together that have come up and done that. Mm-hmm. But that one, I'll release it when we actually have a date. But right now, it's just
well, looking forward to hearing about it.
But put it this way, the place dates all the way back into the late, well, mid to late 1700s.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing about this. For
sure. Yeah,
it's
been in the works for a little while, and finally got back word that we get the green light. So
it took us a little while to get started. It took us a while to get off the ground. We've had help, you know, with different teams. Transcend has helped us out. Twisted has helped us out. But now it feels like we're finally standing on our own 2 feet. You know, we've got the cabin, of course. We've got Pamplin. We've investigated Lockett House. We're getting help. We have private investigations. You know, you coming at us. So, like I said, it takes time to get a team going the way you want it to. You have ups and downs. You know, people come, people go. It takes a little bit of time to get the right cohesiveness. I think we finally have it, and we're finally, you know, hit that ground running, and hold on tight because it's gonna be a fun ride, for sure.
Yes, it will.
Yeah,
but all right,
can't
brother.
Wait to see what the future brings. All right, man, I'll talk to you soon.
Right.
Have a good one.
Thanks again for having me. Love you, man.
All right, brother. Love you too. And we will see you guys next week. Same freaking awesome time. Same freaking awesome channel. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.